Today in your health, the rising rate of strokes in middle-aged adults. While fewer people are having strokes now than a few decades ago, the improvement appears to be happening mostly in the elderly. The incidence of stroke among adults under 50 is actually increasing. NPR's Ray Ellen Bichelle visits a man who had a stroke when he was only 41.
I'm Troy Hodge. I am from Carroll County, Maryland. I am what I like to call the new stroke.
The new stroke, he says. 2 years ago, when he was 41, Troy Hodge's brain just stopped communicating with the left half of his body. He was at home getting ready for work as a food service director at a nearby nursing home. He remembers going in the bathroom downstairs to take his blood pressure medications. After that, his memory is pretty fuzzy.
I remember setting myself on the floor because I was really hot, and I wanted to get some water to splash on my face.
A colleague got worried when he didn't show up for work on time. When she came over and found him on the floor, she called 911.
I remember telling her not to let me die. And from then on, I really don't remember that much.
He says he woke up a day or so later at a trauma center, one state over.
Troy experienced what we call an intracerebral hemorrhage, which basically just means bleeding within the substance of the brain.
That's one of Troy's doctors, Stephen Kittner. He's a stroke neurologist at the University of Maryland School of Medicine.
Probably the major mechanism is damage to the small blood vessels due to the high pressure on these tiny vessels.
Troy is one of many Americans having strokes at a young age these days. The risk factors are the ones Troy had: high blood pressure, overweight, off-kilter cholesterol, smoking. And what's alarming doctors is that one type of stroke, ischemic stroke, is actually increasing in people under 50. Dr. Amidus Tofighi is a vascular neurologist with the University of Southern California. She studies why young people have strokes.
The majority of strokes are still happening in older individuals. What's concerning is that the incidence and prevalence of stroke amongst younger individuals has increased, and it's increasing significantly.
In one study, she says the stroke rate among people under 45 went up 44% over the course of a decade. The most likely reason? Obesity, and the constellation of health issues that come with it that can wear down or block a person's blood vessels.
We're giving people blood pressure medications and cholesterol medications, so we're trying to keep those at bay, but one of the underlying causes is obesity.
Troy is a big guy, and he says he's had high blood pressure for a long time. That day, it probably caught up with him. Like water in a bent hose, the volume of blood moving through his veins overloaded a delicate vessel deep inside his brain and burst. It was key that Troy's colleague found him early on in the stroke so that surgeons were able to drain some of the blood before it caused irreversible damage. But still, in one day, Troy became a patient at a facility just like the ones he used to work in.
You know how they say when you have a baby, it changes your life? Well, this changes your life.
He couldn't walk or do anything that involved both hands. He started making lists because he says his short-term memory took a hit.
I got my wallet, my keys. I love hoodies with pockets because I can just shove everything in my pocket.
Troy's getting ready to go to occupational therapy. It's a bitterly cold day outside, but he doesn't wear a coat.
Because it's just too hard putting it on.
He says with only half his body in control, even something like getting dressed, cutting an onion, or stepping off a curb is a huge task.
You basically have to start over again. I mean, you retrain your brain to use your limbs. You retrain your brain to remember. You retrain everything. It's pretty devastating.
Troy ended up living in a rehab facility for a year, relearning in his 40s how to do things that he'd done every day of his life. Tofighi says a lot of her younger patients have similar experiences. At her clinic, the average age of stroke is 56. She says even though young people tend to recover their abilities better, they also have a tough time with recovery.
It has significant effects on the family and can have socioeconomic consequences because they're unable to work immediately after the stroke. And one of my studies showed that younger age is a risk factor for depression after stroke.
Troy didn't get depressed, but he had to make some tough adjustments. He told his 18-year-old daughter he wouldn't be able to pay for her college or her car, that she'd have to be on her own for a bit because he couldn't help out the way he used to.
It was a long year. I'm not going to say it wasn't. And there was times when I would just cry and not stop crying. But, you know, it passed and I moved on from there.
Now he lives in his own apartment and works part time at an exercise facility for the disabled. He's working on his blood pressure, trying to cut down on cigarettes. And he goes to occupational therapy, or OT, once a week to work on everyday skills. To help get through it, he gave his weak leg a name.
I named them. This is Eddie. and my arm is Douglas. Douglas, I talk to Douglas because I'm not sure about him. He just kind of does his own thing.
It shows a sense of humor. That's good.
Lydia Bongiorni is an occupational therapist at the Outpatient Neurorehabilitation Institute. It's at the University of Maryland.
How's that feel?
All right.
She worked with Troy when he first entered rehab. Today, they're working on Douglas, Troy's notoriously uncooperative left arm and hand. It's stuck in a stiff curl.
Your fingers do not want to open up today. That's okay.
His muscles are fine, Bongiorni explains. It's the messaging system from his brain to his muscles that needs repair.
Squeeze. Lean into it.
Lean into it.
Troy's face strains as he grasps the deodorant stick and brings it haltingly up to his armpit.
Keep going, keep going, keep going.
Bongiorni's trying to get him to use his left hand as a tool, rather than like a stump. They practice washing dishes, walking with a weight in that hand, and bringing a cup to Troy's mouth.
Hold it, lift up. Good.
Next on the list of his goals, taking out the trash.
I can take the trash out. That's why I have a can out there. But I'm not up to walk into the dumpster just yet. You know, I'm going to get there. I say by the summertime, I'll probably be taken to the dumpster, but not quite.
He's going to have to keep practicing these things every day on his own, like a musician mastering an instrument.
P-T-O-T. I've accomplished to them what I'm going to accomplish. I think for the rest, it's up to me.
And being young, I'm only 43, so I have time to do that.
He picks up his cane. Its name is Genevieve, after his mom. Rael and Bichelle, NPR News.